Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Code Decrypted Podcast, and thank you for joining me this week, as we have a special guest today. Mr. Cody from Paranormal Decrypted is here today with us, and the conversation was pre-recorded earlier than I'm recording this introduction right now, so we just started going into it and talking, so I'm post-recording this now, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. I enjoyed myself and the conversation we had, and I hope you guys too. Again, they can follow Cody over at Paranormally Cryptid over on TikTok, and check out his podcast and wherever you listen to podcasts. And enjoy. Thank you. So, what you up to lately? What you been up to lately?
Other than podcast work, nothing. I've just been playing, been trying to play Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Still is not working for me. And I've been playing Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, my wife got that game. She pre-ordered it months and months ago. It finally came out, and she's been addicted to it. And I played it for a couple hours, and I got bored of it pretty fast. It felt like a expansion of the Breath of the Wild expansion.
I feel like it isn't an extension to the game, but the only thing that has me continuing to play that more than I did for Breath of the Wild is the whole combining weapons ordeal.
Oh yeah.
Now I'm trying to find certain monsters to collect that one piece off of them to try and make a weapon stronger. And now it's I have the Master Sword, I've been on all four of the dragons, and I've either gained one of their scales or a horn piece. So it's what dragon do I like more than the other? And so far the fire dragon's been my favorite one out of the four.
Did they keep respawning so you keep collecting their stuff? That's dope.
I think they have a 10-minute respawn session, so you can sit on the dragon's face, put the game down, let him soar wherever he's going to soar, and then you just, when he glows back up, smack him in the face with the weapon, and you'll either get a scale or a horn piece.
Nice. I've been playing I was trying to replay Minish Cap again. That was fun. But yeah, I don't really have time to play a 30-hour game. Straight up.
I was gonna say I've only had time to play video games this weekend because it's too hot outside to actually want to do anything.
Yeah.
Let me see what the temperature is.
90? It's supposed to be 90 here.
Oh, it says it's right now 75 here. That ain't bad. I think I think Saturday was when it was like 90 for us.
Jeez.
I had to keep going outside just to move plants around into the shade so they didn't die of the heat.
What kind of plants you got? Like,
I have no clue. My other half decided she wanted flowers for Memorial Day weekend, and we went and got flowers. She put them in a pot, and they just get moved around outside.
I think my wife, like, she planted some, like, lilies and stuff, and they're growing pretty good. How's your, how's that cooking show going?
We've done one episode.
That's awesome.
And which element with how my health is, it sucks right now. I have, like, high blood pressure, and I have to call my doctor, like, every Friday to give them updates of, like, how my blood pressure is throughout the week, so they can either tell me they're going to higher or lower my blood pressure medicine till I feel better. And for, like, the last 2 weeks, I've had nothing but migraines because of it.
I'm so sorry. That sucks.
You're fine. They'll eventually figure it out. But, like, this Friday, we didn't do it because Michaela was sick. So we're doing the whole Philly cheesesteak next Friday.
Next Friday. What time is that? Like a...
It'd be 3 o'clock for me, like 2 o'clock for you, and then like 8 o'clock over in the UK.
Yeah, you like do that on like your TikTok lives, right?
Yep.
You ever what's it called? Like simulcast? Or like we like, do you like on one platform or another? Or
I'm right now trying to work with StreamYard.
StreamYard,
because
yeah.
I use StreamLab to record everything.
Yeah.
And like I like having my microphone hooked up and all that, but I've noticed whenever I hook up my headphone that it'll numb down all the noise from my computer and put it onto the microphone. So if I have somebody like talking to me, it's all coming through all that, so my computer is not picking it up properly. So then when I play my episodes, I have where they're whispering and it sounds like I'm screaming. So now I'm like trying to figure out where I need to bounce to try and be able to use my microphone and it not cancel everything out, or I need to get a, what were they called? I want to say they're called like snowballs. I have one. It's just nowhere near me.
Oh, like that one.
I want to say.
I know that one.
Yeah.
Like a USB mic. Yeah. Like a, what's it called? Damn. Oh, like a Blue Yeti or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blue Yeti.
Oh yeah.
It's right. Just this one I took out on a paranormal investigation and the spirits broke it without me even plugging it in.
That sucks. Where'd you go on that investigation?
We went to Black Ford County Jail.
Ooh.
And which, from what my team leader says, they like messing with anything that has a microphone attached to it.
That must be like really cool, like just like be there for like the history and stuff.
See, that's actually stuff that I like because if you go to certain locations, they don't tell you about the history of the place. They just tell you the sightings and all that yeah. they had. Where, like, Black Ford County Jail, they told you the history because the owner of that place also owns the speakeasy that's in their. Yeah, like on the other side of town. I had to stop and think real quick where they were located. But he gives you the history of both locations. And then, of course, the other one location is one fee. The other location is another fee. And if you want to do both, you have to pay the grand total, in which I don't have a clue on how much it was. I just know I had to pay, I think that was like $100 between me and the wife to go, so $50 each.
Yeah.
We both went with our team and they gave us the history. We tend not to ask about the, like, what goes on there, because we don't want to, I don't know. We like, wanted
to, like, jinx it, you know?
Yeah. Because we had one person sit there and tell us, like, oh, this is how, or this happened to this person, or this happened to this person. And then it just seemed like we didn't get any of, like, that activity.
Yeah.
We went to Post Town, in which, yeah, we got a lot of evidence for that location, but it was just a, yeah, like, they were sitting there talking about how doors slam, lockers slam, and if you walk into this one teacher's room, you hear the call button being pushed.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think the only time we heard the call button being pushed was when I walked over and started pushing it myself.
Yeah, like, you know, you get one of them to, like, blow smoke up your ass and...
I mean, don't get me wrong. They have footage of the owner, because he lives in the school himself. He has, like, his own little spot where it's blocked off to where investigators can't go. But they have footage of him being drug out of bed.
Oof.
And pulled out of one of the rooms, and it just looked like he just got mugged.
Oh my god.
Because in the pictures, you got, like, I think it's like four black and blue marks, like, over here on his head, and then, like, a mark over here. Like, it looked like somebody just grabbed him by the head and just pulled him.
Ooh.
And which I think Jack Osborne, one of his paranormal shows, and I want to say it's Good Brothers. I don't know. I forget the second one, but there was like two shows on Discovery that had interviews with him during COVID, and they showed the footage of him being drug out of bed and all that.
It'd be terrifying. Like, well, like, what's did someone, like, die there? I'm assuming a lot of people die there and they're angry spirits. And
from what we learned, there was two different train accidents in which I think it was like a total of 12 people died between the two trains. Two train wrecks. Then I don't remember. I know there was one where a little kid fell down the stairs and died, but we had some evidence saying that she was pushed down the steps, so.
Hmm.
But I don't remember if they said the other people died there or not. I think it's just the energy of that was the place where they were always at, and that's why their souls are there.
Yeah.
Or for some of them, others were because they died on the property.
Yeah. I think something came up, like, this past couple weeks, like, someone was asking, like, what's a ghost? What do you think a ghost is?
I would say a ghost is basically, like, an energy, like, because we all have, like, our own spirits, so yeah. For me to basically say what a ghost or a spirit is, it would basically be, like, our human energy basically being put in a ball. So that's where, like, I would say, like, the orbs are. Yeah. It's just like a little energy ball of us that, sorry, I'm trying to think and talk at the same time and it's not working. But I would basically say it's just like a little energy ball that spirits can manipulate being into a full person. But then again, with enough energy, they can form what they looked like when they were alive. That's where you get like your full body apparitions and all that appearing in like photos or on video.
Yeah, like stone, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with like Stone Tape Fairy, and I feel like it's like you're saying, like energy that's like a memory or something like that. I mean,
you do have some where it's
like a loop and stuff. And,
yeah, where there are loops, but then you also have the intelligent ones, mm-hmm. where you could be, hey, what's 2 + 2? And they go, it's 4. Yeah. Or they give you some type of answer back. And in which those ones, I feel like, are more fun to talk to than the ones that you just hear say help, or they have their own, like you said, they're on a wheel.
For instance. Also, like, I kind of like wish we had like better tools to investigate this. I don't know, EVPs are good, or are best, I think, we have right now of investigating.
I know with my team leader, she has a bunch of equipment. There's like the SLS camera, and that's where like if you're holding the camera, they appear as like little stick figures on the screen. You have, of course, your cell phone where you can take pictures with that. So depending on how advanced your cell phone is, you might actually have a really good picture. Depend also if you just go out and buy a normal camera or
I was wanting to buy like a film camera, but you don't make them anymore. It's special physical film.
Yeah, I know my fiance wife, she's both at this point to me.
Yeah.
She has one of them cameras where like you take the picture and it prints out the little
Polaroid. Yeah.
Yeah. She's got one of them, in which from what we were told, they take probably one of the better pictures, because if you have it developed right, or not developed, if you do however the process is with that and it's done correctly, you can see the orbs right then and there, or see what everybody else is trying to find. But also at the same time, it seems like those cameras, I don't know how to explain it, but it just seems like those cameras pick it up a lot better than our cameras nowadays.
Yeah.
Because I know I could take 10 pictures off my phone. She could take 10 pictures with that. And it seems like with that, it picks up something a little bit more, or the flash is just bright enough that it catches something farther in the distance than, say, your cell phone flash.
I think it's to do with the physical film and the process.
Probably.
Yeah. I remember I listened to your one episode about how you were hanging out with your buddies and you're having the airsoft war, and you went and saw a creature.
Oh, that was me and my stepbrothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually just telling this one last night, because I had I had somebody on my podcast where they're a cryptid society that are not. They're a cryptid investigator for their state, because they're whoever the surrounding one is for their area, or no, not their area. It's one of the bigger cryptid places in the United States.
Oh,
I can't think of it's not the not the BFRO. It's the other one. But he was trying to be with them, and they didn't even know that his state even exists.
What?
Which he's yeah, it's where he lives is over by Maine, and
Rhode Island.
Not Rhode Island. It's
Maryland.
It starts with a C.
Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut. That's it. Sorry, for some reason I've been on a kick of wanting to say Cincinnati all day.
Cincinnati.
But, like, he was sitting there talking to me, and I was like, yeah, I had my own experience where me and my stepbrothers were having an airsoft war, and I took off in one direction thinking that they would chase me because there's this down pine tree and all that. And by the time I made it to this pine tree, in which, like I said, I was probably 12, 13 years old, something like that. And I made it to the pine tree. All of a sudden, I was hearing noise. I look up. From where the pine tree is, there's a trail. Then it goes down the trail a little bit, or on the other side of the trail is like a little fishing pond, in which, like I told him last night, that pond was probably, say, 50 feet wide.
Yeah, a little pond.
It had beautiful fish in it because it connected to another one that was like a little farther down from where I was at. But depending on like the season, it dries up. So it's like depending, but I'm not going to sit there and talk about that. But there was the pond there. And then on the other side of the pond was basically like, I'd say 150 yards tall hill. Yeah. In which it goes like that. And I was hearing rustling up above. And of course, knowing that my one stepbrother has an airsoft gun that shoots farther than my little like pea shooter.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, all right, he's probably trying to get distance so he doesn't get shot. I'm going to stay behind this. All of a sudden, I like poke my head around to see like what's going on, and I just see two deer take off down the hill, and I see a rock just fling past the one deer's head. And I don't know what it was, but like in my mind, I still felt like I was behind the pine or the down pine tree's roots. Come to find out, I'm at that point, I'm like standing out in the open, straight like beside the tree, and I'm just like staring up at this big creature. I have to say the hair is probably, I'd say almost like how the bottom part of my beard is,
yeah,
where it's almost like a brownish black color. And I don't know what it was, but it honestly felt like I was standing there for over an hour just staring at this. But I'd say it was maybe within 30 seconds to a minute of me just standing there staring at this creature, that he finally went from looking at the two deer that he just threw a rock at to looking straight at me and just whipping another rock. Mm-hmm. And which it probably was about this far from my head. Like, I think it went right between me and the down tree. And I've always been a big person. And I went from standing there after that rock flew past my head to me hauling ass all the way back to my mom's house, in which I was probably at least a good mile away from my mom's house. I made it back to the house, got in my bedroom. At that point, I just started crying like I saw the boogeyman or something.
Understandable.
Like, I was terrified.
That's terrifying.
Now, the part that I did leave out on my podcast was I woke up the next day, in which I sleep in the back part of the house,
yeah,
where like it's back door. You walk in, it's basement, my room. And there's like a little well for the basement's window right underneath my window.
Mm-hmm.
And on both sides of the well had two giant footprints, in which dirt that was like right there is more like clay.
Yeah.
And I had a nose and like eyebrows pressed up against my window and hands like right beside the face. So it was like this. And then of course my stepbrother's room is in the back part of the house facing the woods itself, and the ground there is just solid. Like, I couldn't even take a shovel at, wetting down the ground, I could probably dig it up, but a dry day, you'd probably be bending a shovel trying to dig through that dirt. And they had just a handprint in the face up against their window as well. And from when I told the guy last night about this, he was like, he was probably just coming to check and make sure that you understood that you were in his hunting area, and you thought, or he thought, that you were trying to get his next meal. So he was warning you. And I was like, yeah, how I felt for years, that it was warning that this is my meal, not yours.
So it feels like it's still terrifying either way. Like, it's like a 12-year-old kid. They're fucking, did you remember like any smells or anything?
I was too far away for a smell.
Yeah.
Like, I know everybody sits there and goes,
oh, he stinks, oh, and well, it smells.
Stinks, da, da, da. Yeah, no. I was probably almost.
You were booking it. You were like, you're hauling ass.
I was hauling ass for one. But like, even just standing in that moment, I feel like, because I've gone back to that spot before the landfill bought the home and tore that whole area to pieces. Like, I remember like standing in that location, looking back at the same spot, and I came to an estimation of the creature that I saw was probably around 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
And from where I was standing to where he was standing, probably a good 200, 250 yards away from me. So like, there was good distance.
Yeah, you can't. It'd be hard to smell from that far.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been able to smell him from that far.
But like,
my last hunting season, so like right after Thanksgiving, I went down to hunting camp with my fiance's father-in-law, or my father-in-law, and him and his buddy were down at base camp, just like, I think they were getting ready for lunch or something. I just wanted to sit up in the blind all day, and which it's a nice wooden blind, probably about 15 feet off the ground. And I had all the windows down, had the shotgun in the corner, just waiting on a deer. All of a sudden, I don't know what it was, but like, I got I'll say like a wet dog, rotten egg type smell.
Yeah.
And which I had the three windows down, so like, I could just grab, point, and shoot. And all of a sudden that smell hit me, and I'm sitting there going, what just died? Like, I'm looking around out the windows, like trying to see like where the smell's coming from. All of a sudden, I poke my head out the right side window, and a rock just hits right below where the window is. And it was like this big.
Fuck.
I poke my head back in the window, sat in the chair, and I'm sitting here going, oh, great. I got a hunting buddy, and he is not wanting to share. Like, I sat up there for, I want to say, till about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and in which the sun didn't go down for like another hour. And I'm like, all right, I'm getting out of the woods before it gets dark. I'm not definitely not playing the
because game. They're definitely like nocturnal. I feel like Sasquatches.
I feel like it's back and forth only because a lot of them are in a group or a family unit per se.
Yeah.
So I definitely feel like within the family unit, a lot of them are active at night, and they have like maybe one or two that's active during the day to make sure that nothing's stumbling upon the family.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely felt like I caught the eye of one of the ones that was active during the day. But like, even that night, like, I was sleeping at a tent because I was like, all right, there, or the trailer that we're in, it's in decent shape, but they have it in my head where there's like mice and snakes and all that in the trailer, and I'm like, I'm good. I'm not wanting to deal with that.
Yeah.
That, and the one guy keeps it like hot in the trailer, like
80 degrees.
I think it's like 90 almost.
Oh my God.
So like, you're laying there just sweating. You're just like, ugh, this is miserable. And which, like, that whole week, I would have probably rather been in the trailer because it was freezing out there. But like, you can get on my TikTok and like scroll back and you'll see where I'll sit there and show the heater and me being in the tent, because that's when I was hunting. But like that night I was hearing whoops. There was something howling with the coyotes, because I don't want to say it was like same pitch, but like if he had a tone deaf person singing with a good singer,
yeah,
tell that there was a different pitch. And I'm sitting there going, great, I made something mad out in the woods just for being out in the woods, and it's now going to try and keep me up all night.
The paper is like super interesting. I'll show you, can like excellent, like track one eventually and figure out their, so I've heard like they like might like migrate and stuff as well. I heard it's like a hypothesis that people have had.
I know a lot of people come up with their own like theories, and which, I mean, I could see where they want to, like, they have to move around because
like food supplies and
food. Yeah. Cause you got to follow where your food goes. If say the deer are on like this side of the valley because of this side being warmer and has more food during like say the summer, where the wintertime this side of the valley has the pines or this or that, they're going to follow their food source. So it's like, but then again, you also got to realize where the water supply is as well. So as long as you could say there's enough coverage for them to make, say, a little man-shaped home, that's going to be good. Water is always good, and food, where it goes, is always good. So, like, summertime, they could be, like I said, over on this side. Wintertime, they could be over on this side. Yeah. So it's more or less just trying to figure out where the food's going to be and the water is, and I got a feeling you'll have a good spot of where they're going to be.
Makes sense. That's also very strange, like, for them to be like not an herbivore, considering how big they are. Because like gorillas and stuff are like herbivores mostly. It's been like a big giant primate. I assume they're primates.
I would say they're primates. Because I know, like, looking back in like history, there was one of the Bigfoot documentaries that I watched. They were sitting there showing the like timeline from like monkeys, chimpanzees, and humans, yep. And it just shows that humans and chimpanzees matched. They're like our closest to us per se. Yeah. And it shows where humans and chimpanzees mated for like so many years, and that we're missing a couple links of the line per se of the, showing missing links of where they are to where we are. And everybody thinks that Bigfoot is that one link that could put the whole puzzle together, like that missing piece.
Yeah.
In which, all honesty, I feel like...
I feel like he's more like a cousin, if anything.
I was going to say, I feel like they're like part of that line, but I feel like it was more or less a different link. I feel like, yes, if we could live side by side with Bigfoot, I feel like they have a better survival instinct than us humans, but I feel like we have technology on our side to where we could survive longer.
Yeah.
Where I feel like with them, they're living... I feel like they're smart in their own way, just like we're smart in our way. But I definitely feel like if they were given the correct tools, per se, they would probably... Yeah, I would say they would probably have a better chance of beating us in the long-term run.
Yeah.
Because they're already, like, 10, 12 feet tall. They're already, like, close to 900 pounds to 1,000 pounds, depending on that whole weight scenario. So it's like they have us beat by just mass, let alone probably strength, where we just go, all right, we're smarter. We got this to help us. So it's one of them give or take type moments.
I wonder how like their species play is. Like, I wonder if their population is doing well, or is it going up or down? Or
I definitely say it's probably going up, only because I'll say within like the last 10 years, it went from a lot of the sightings being on like the West Coast side,
yeah,
like Wyoming, to now.
It's for like you get like a sighting like every like 15 or 10 years in like West Coast, and now it's like getting more and more rapid of sightings and stuff.
No, I was gonna say just here in Ohio, with West Virginia and Pennsylvania, we're getting at least a sighting once a month or three sightings a month.
Wow.
So it's like either people are out there looking over here, or somebody, or I should say somebody's not caring enough to stay hidden at the moment. So it's definitely that what's going on moment. But I definitely feel like their population is growing a lot more than we think it is, because there's too many sightings now. It's definitely a moment of, hey, this is where they are. This is where we should be looking, and not going and looking where somebody saw one like 4 months ago.
Yeah. Where did he seem to be located in Ohio? So.
Well, I live in Sandy Valley.
Yeah.
In which my sighting took place in Malvern, in which that's probably 30 minutes from where about 30 minutes from where I live, because my sister's house lives about 20 minutes away from me. All right, so yeah, I'd say about 25 minutes, in which I've been doing a little bit more research about the area around me, and Minerva actually had the very first sighting here in Ohio. And Minerva's probably 30 minutes away from me as well. So it's like where I live, I can guarantee you, I could say there's something cryptid around me, per se. But it's just like, I just have to get out there, find that river source, find where the deer are, and a witch.
Grassman, yeah.
Shockingly, just driving down the road, the river's right there. I've seen plenty of deer just all over the place where I live, because Sandy Valley, Malvern, and Minerva is nothing but farming country. begin with. So it's like the deer's here. There's plenty of rivers around us. And there's enough woods around us as well that...
They have shelter and stuff.
Yeah, they have shelter. So it's basically... Where I live basically fits the motive of where one could be. And like I said, Malvern, where my mom's house was standing, is where my encounter was at. That's probably 30 minutes away. And that area was bought up by the dump. So I got a feeling the one I saw had to move, and which if he moved, he was moving either closer to Minerva or Sandy. So it's like there's a family unit within, say, Sandy Valley to Minerva. So it's more or less just getting out there and looking.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty nice spot if I was a Sasquatch to set up a family unit and live there.
Well, I know, like, at my mom's house, because when she lived there, I would still go out to the woods by myself and, like, look around. There were berries, but I don't remember what type of berries. There were plenty of, like, frogs, rabbits, other small game, let alone the... All right.
Deer?
The white-tailed deer here in Ohio, depending on the area you're in, for one, is crazy beyond just population. But, like, in Malvern, Sandy, and Minerva, the only way you can hunt in those three areas is by owning the land. So, like, if you have, like, 5 acres of land, you have enough land to privately hunt, where the more open spots for hunters in Ohio to go are more south. So the deer where I live are huge. Like, if I could easily get one of them with, say, like my crossbow or a gun during gun, I definitely probably would have to only get maybe one or two to have my freezer full for a complete year.
I believe it. It's because, like, they're, like, getting fat on the private land and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. The deer basically on private land feel a little bit more comfortable because they're not getting pushed to be hunt. So they basically can sit there, eat what they need to survive, and make themselves bigger in winter. So...
Makes sense.
If the only thing hunting them is, say, a Sasquatch or a coyote, I definitely think I'd be getting a little bit bigger, too, to stay warmer, where the deer on open land that you can hunt on, they're a little bit more skittish because they're being hunted by everything. So it's like...
It's how deer are down here. Like, they're pretty scrawny and skittish.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I would bet that there's probably a family unit within the 30-minute, or I'll say the zones of Minerva, Sandy to Malvern. And for me, it's just, I got to get out there and start looking. It's just, I'm trying to find the people that's going to put it out there and say, hey, I saw something, in which a lot of people, for some reason, think they're crazy when they go, oh, I saw this or I saw that. And I've been trying to get people to just say, hey, I saw this. Can you look into it?
I just want people, like, I'm like you. I want to learn more about this and be open-minded about it. And I guess this is an actual, like, species that we're not, like, acknowledging here. And we don't try to protect them as much as possible. Like, because I think, like gorillas, for instance, like, we thought, like, gorillas were a myth for, like, a long time until we discovered them to, like, I forget when, like, early 20th century, I think it was.
I want to say the gorillas I think it was like 90 something.
90? 19 something?
I think it was the 90s. But I know, what was it? The last primate to be discovered was like back in 2015, 2016. What? And they're constantly discovering new type of fish or new type of sea life yearly. Like, oh, yeah. You just get on and watch Shark Week. They're pulling like three new different sharks that you've never heard of or ever seen out of the ocean during Shark Week.
Yeah, I have a Google alert thing, and like it'll like let me know like every time they discover new species or something like that. It's crazy. Like they discover like the rainforest. I think they discover stuff like all the time in the rainforest, like new fauna, new insects and everything.
Well, the rainforest is insane just because of how much land there is. Like, we can say that we've discovered more stuff above our heads than the land that we've walked on, let alone the ocean. So it's like, I think the last time I looked, they said that they've only discovered like 8% of what is in our ocean.
Yeah.
And I think the land that we're standing on, they've only covered like 70, I think it was like 70% or 75% of the land we walk on that they've discovered stuff on. So there's still that big number saying, hey, this is unknown. Like,
yeah.
I remember, I forget, I know I never published the episode, but we were talking about the Bermuda Triangle monster, and we found out that it was basically, it's never been spotted. It's just one of them theory cryptids that people were just trying to say, this is why planes and boats stuff go missing, just to find out that somebody had spotted what they called the Antarctica Godzilla. And there's only one sighting of this creature, and they were making it sound like the 80s version of Godzilla.
I mean,
so
that's pretty normal for like big fish stories and stuff. Like,
oh yeah, but they were like making this thing seem like it was a giant lizard swimming in the ocean, and I'm sitting here going,
save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Well, you're saying it's cold area. Somebody could have gotten a picture off because reptiles don't move that well in cold.
Yeah.
Right. If Florida drops to like 50 degrees, you're watching iguanas fall out of a tree.
That's true.
So it's like, and which a lot of the cryptids I always sit there and take with granite when you see their sightings or hear about their sightings. Now, the one in which the guy that I was recording with last night, he was sitting there telling me some stories about these two truckers that were, I forget the name of the highway, but it was like a certain highway over there by Maine that they saw rakes.
And it rakes, was, yeah. Isn't it like those like internet things?
Yeah, they're like, I don't know how tall they are. He was saying that they were like 10 feet, 11 feet tall, and they're like solid, like white or gray color.
Yeah.
Their eyes are like sunken more back in their skull. Like, best way I could probably describe them is almost like a zombie-like state, just more like a whiter color or gray color and bald. And he was sitting there saying, like, telling me that these truckers, that the one's like a bodybuilder, like the dude legit, that was like his thing when he wasn't in the truck was lifting constantly. And he said that that guy saw it, was like, nope, I'm gone. Get started the truck up left after it like looked straight at him. And then he said the second truck driver was like in bed and noticed something like walking around the truck. So he started looking in the mirror and noticed that this thing's like shoulder was like right at the window of the semi truck.
Yeah.
And he said that this thing bent over to look in the window, looked straight at him. And he said he went from being in bed to jumping in the driver's seat and leaving.
That makes sense.
But my one gaming buddy, he said he had a rake that followed him around for 15 years. Wow. And it was, I would, best advice I can give anybody, if you have what you feel like is a rake, I would get on Etsy and try and find somebody to help you release the negative energy from it away, get a cord cutting, or even find somebody that can take care of the problem, because those things will drain your energy to where it may cause death to even some type of sickness or illness, it being death. So I'd be careful with that.
You feel like they're like parasitic in some way?
I feel like rakes are something to definitely be in the paranormal realm, but also have a physical form as well.
Yeah. From
like I would say something along the lines of a skinwalker, but skinwalkers and rakes are like two different things.
Yeah. Like the skinwalker, like a witch kind of skinwalker? Yeah.
Like where they can transform and all that.
Yeah.
But for a rake, they go from being super tall on all fours to like about 3 feet on the ground. Or I said that backwards. 11 feet on two legs, and about they could get down to about 3 feet being on all fours because of how they can manipulate their body.
Yeah.
So it's like they're running at you or they're on all fours running at you, and in which either way, they're both quick.
Like what I read, like they're pretty creepy. They're insanely creepy, and I don't know anything about it, like past the internet, though. It seems to be like things are at the time of the internet. Like the, what's that one tall guy? Slenderman. Like Slenderman kind of thing?
Oh, Slenderman, yeah. I don't know a lot about Slenderman. I just know he was something that was started on the internet. I mean, there's like a lot of videos out there of having this tall creature with no face and a business suit like stand off in the background.
Yeah, but you know, like take everything with a grain of salt, because like people like to manipulate stuff and Photoshop stuff, and that's what's hard about it, annoying about it. People like to fake stuff.
Well, like, all right, Slenderman, all of the information that I have looked up, because I have a whole jar system for my podcast where like I have enough names in for a cryptid jar, paranormal jar, and then UFO / others. I don't remember what I put on that one, but like I think I have Slenderman in my cryptid jar, but it's like everything that I've looked up on Slenderman has been really just like a...
Everything I looked up has been like very shallow.
Yeah, like I think the first sighting of Slenderman was like 2011 or 2010, and in which So that's also when like everybody started editing stuff into pictures. So it's like, I feel like it's easy to mock that one on saying, yeah, that could be editing or it could be this or that, because it seems like everybody that sees Slenderman is a young kid.
Yeah.
So it's like, eh.
And unfortunately, there's that thing that happened with the two kids, and it's very sad.
Yeah. One of the other podcasts that I talked to, they did an episode on that, and they said it was a heartbreaking story because of it, and they didn't know that there was a documentary that came out about it, and then the actual movie that was based off of what happened and all that, and which mental illness is definitely a hard one to talk about.
Yeah.
Any illness is really hard to talk about, but yeah, that's also another reason why I'm not like super big into Slenderman, is because of that whole incident. Because like, I remember hearing about that, and that's what actually got me looking into Slenderman and noticing that all of the interactions that people were getting were kids, and it seemed like it was basically just a bedtime story, best way I can put it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though some dark stuff happened because of this little story.
It's heartbreaking, honestly. Oh, yeah. I feel like the Black Eyed Children are more interesting to me, I find.
See, I would love to have a Black Eyed Children experience, but I live in a state that has no reports of Black Eyed Children.
Yeah, same here.
In which it seems like a lot of their reports come from Texas. So I don't know what makes Texas so interesting for the Black Eyed Children, but
I've heard like near like military camps and like bases, there's a lot of reports of Black Eyed Children as well.
Yeah. It seems like anybody that's always up later and around military bases always has some type of experience with Black Eyed Children. In which this was another conversation I had last night about Black Eyed Children, in which it somehow led us on to led us to Men in Black.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pitch this out to you because it was pitched to me. Do you think if the Black Eyed Children are able to age and grow, do you think they go from being Black Eyed Children to being in the Men in Black?
I think they're like, they're used by the Men in Black.
I remember one report where a lady let the kids in, and this is the only reason why I'm thinking those two are tied, because the Men in Black do appear to some people after Black Eyed Children leave and tell them, say, hey, you didn't see what you saw. But I remember one report where the lady allowed the kids to come in. And of course, you don't ever let Black Eyed Children come in because bad stuff happens. Like, the lady's husband ended up getting a bloody nose that didn't want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
They asked the kids to leave. The kids walked out the door and walked up to a black car that basically matched detail to detail of how people said, this is what a Men in Black car looks like.
Oh, yeah.
And then they said, like, the following morning or the following day after that incident, that same car pulled back up, but two guys dressed in what everybody says Men in Black look like walked up to their door, knocked on the door, and said, hey, what you guys saw last night did not happen. And that if you tell anybody, or it'll be back to hurt you. So it's like,
you think like I think Men in Black are human? Like I heard of the theory, like a hypothesis that they're not exactly human per se.
I know with the Men in Black, a lot of the stuff that you see or that you hear about them is always around like UFOs. So I'm wanting to say it's definitely probably an alien hybrid where they're supposed to try and look like us. But with like some of the details that you hear, they seem like they're more alien type within the face. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely say the Men in Black are probably like a hybrid of an alien and a human. So it's like somewhere within that realm per se.
Yeah, we got like Andrew Cole and stuff like per se. Sea Sirens, yeah. And after like Mothman and stuff.
Yeah, because like everybody that I've, or not everybody, but every report that I've looked into, because I've been trying to get a Men in Black episode out there, it's just been a rabbit hole after rabbit hole of everything. It also doesn't help that there's like 4 movies about, or that have Men in Black's name
tied to it. Yeah.
So it's like trying to dig out all the stuff for Men in Black, or yeah, trying to dig around the 4 movies basically don't help. So it's like, just some people were talking about how it is like a secret organization for the government, even though you're getting this around the world.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like a secret organization that the world runs that basically keeps telling people, hey, what you are seeing is not real. This is just your imagination messing with you, to where even just looking into it and saying, well, a lot of this stuff, the people say they have gray skin, solid black eyes, and a smooth spot where a nose is supposed to be. So that's where I go and go, well, I think the Men in Black are aliens and not real humans, but they, it seems like they try and protect the cryptids and some of the paranormal stuff that go on around the world, because they're not going to let you sit there and say, well, I saw this giant moth-like, bird-like creature that's a humanoid flying around.
Yeah.
Trying to warn us about bad stuff.
Oh, it could be like, they're just like trying to like, maybe you don't need to know about it kind of thing. Like how police are when like there's a, or a firefighter, there's a fire and they're like trying to keep the public safe and kind of thing. Maybe I'm not sure. It's like, so like you're saying, like there's like such little stuff of like really about it that like it's like go around fucking movies and stuff. And
I was gonna say, I think the most information that you can get about the Men in Black was from Roswell.
Yeah,
with that whole incident, because it seemed like you had almost like a whole school being told, hey, you didn't see this. And then you had some people that were trying to talk about Roswell, and they were visited multiple times by the Men in Black, and they were like, hey, stop talking or you're going to get hurt. So it's like,
yeah, I got like a whole like 10 episodes on UFOs alone. It's, there were so many different encounters the field I've had. Or like, I can't hand wave it away, their experience. It's hard to.
Yeah. And which, for anybody that doesn't know about Roswell by now, I feel like you're on the, or you're listening to the wrong podcast, and you need to go listen to different types. I'm sorry on that one. Because, like, I know I haven't covered it on mine. I'm not very far into yours, only because for some reason my work life has gone hectic to where I'm not able to listen to podcasts anymore.
Yeah, I'm same here. I've been so busy. Like, I can't, like, I used to be able to, like, just have a podcast and, like, listen on my picker, order picker, and just like listen to podcasts all for 8 hours a day, and not anymore. Can't.
Oh yeah, no, my place is cracking down on safety, and they're like, well, it's not safe for a tow motor driver to be listening to stuff and not pay attention to their surroundings. And I'm like, I've driven forklifts for this long, and I've never hit one person, and I've always had an earbud in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can have a full-on conversation with somebody and be listening to a podcast all at the same time. But I'm not going to sit there and argue with them because they'll win, because they can just go, well, we don't need you.
Exactly. So, some of my job is, like, they pay us pretty good, and they can tell us what to do.
I was going to say, I get paid decent, but I also have a pension and a 401k on a retirement. So, yeah, I'm too. Like, I got to be good.
Yeah, because, like, you know, we're adults now, and we got to, like, think about, like, other people. It's like other people, like my wife and kids depend on me now, and it's hard.
I try and pop in an earbud when I'm at home doing nothing, just listen, but it's just like I get to the point where I'm like running around that I'm just like, all right, I can't listen. I have to focus on what I'm doing. Where at work, like, I try to stay to myself and get the job done. So it's like, I feel like I can listen when I'm not around other people.
Makes sense. I don't feel like me, like at work, I'm like, I do my work. I go to 8 o'clock in and like do my work. I don't like worry about anything. And, like, there's always like, apparently it's like drama. Always like drama at work for some reason. And like, I don't know what you guys are talking about, all this work drama.
Like, I was gonna say, it seems like there's drama everywhere I go, and
it goes over my head for some reason because like I don't really worry about it.
I want to say I try not to worry about it. Sometimes it's just like they're like, it's right there in my face,
yeah.
And somebody's trying to start it, and I'm just like, I don't care. I'm tired. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Just let me just be.
Yeah.
Or my sister is just want to start it for the fun of it, and I'm just like, I don't care. I'm like, you guys just do whatever you want. Just leave me out of it. I'm tired.
I feel it.
And that's the best excuse I can always give everybody is, hey, I don't care. I'm tired. Leave me alone. Because it seems like I'm tired all the time.
Me too. I can feel it. I can only sleep like 12 hours and still be like exhausted sometimes. That's from work.
So, yeah, last weekend I had a 4-day weekend, and I basically slept for most of it. Like, took the wife out to the drive-in movie theater in Strasburg, Ohio, and we went to go watch, because it's like $7 per person, and you get to see you get to see two movies. One side had Fast X and the Super Mario Brothers movie. The other side had Little Mermaid and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
We went to go see Little Mermaid and Guardians of the Galaxy. I fell asleep during the whole Little Mermaid movie because my blood pressure sucks and I get tired easily whenever, I don't know. Well, last weekend was completely weird because I ran out of medicine because I had like 3 days left. I ordered my pills, and the place that I get my medicine from, for some odd reason, made it like a last ordeal thing. So I didn't get it till like Monday. So I ended up sleeping during the one movie, and she tried keeping me awake during the second movie because it started to somewhat rain and we were in the bed of my truck.
Oh yeah.
So we ended up spinning the truck around to watch it inside the truck, and she kept me awake because she knew how much I wanted to watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's a nice time, though. You and your wife just having a nice time together.
I try and do something for her when we can and when we have the extra money. It's just there's some weekends where you're just like, well, we got to pay bills and get groceries.
You like just stay in and have some like popcorn or something.
Just... I was going to say we're almost always home just because we're trying to save up to get married.
Yeah.
So like if people hear me where I go, fiance or wife, it's because my brain knows that we're not married. But at the same time, like...
She's your wife. She's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I proposed. It's been a year that we've been engaged. Going on 2 here in September. But like...
In your heart, she's your wife. It's...
Yeah.
That's how I felt when I was engaged. Like,
I'm getting a X tattoo on the ring finger because I'm not really big into jewelry. Even though I told her... If she gets a ring for me, it's going to be hanging around my neck because I like necklaces. Mm. I don't like things on my fingers. So I was just going to get the Viking X on my ring finger. So everybody knows out there that, hey, I'm taken. Because it seems like everybody's always looking at the fingers, where some of my friends actually wear the ring around their neck due to their job. Yeah. My job technically does not like jewelry around the wrist, hands, or your neck, even though I wear some protection crystals being a part of the paranormal. I wear protection crystals around my neck, but I tuck it all the way in my shirt, and I normally have a hoodie on over top of my shirt, so even if the necklace is on my shirt, I have a hoodie still protecting my neck, per se. Yeah. Then again, I drive forklifts, so it's harder for me to get hung up on something.
You work in receiving or the dock?
Technically both.
Yeah.
Because they don't really have a receiving shift. No, they don't really have enough people for...
Like a receiving area, yeah.
Yeah, for our night shift. So I basically... take stuff out to people, let alone unload trucks, in which I don't mind because it makes the night go by faster.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember loading on the trucks. It's fun, like, when you play musical Doors with the trucks, and you have to, like, move trucks around. That's fun.
Oh, that's a blast, especially because we have to load, like, giant stuff into the trailer where... Like, you have maybe an inch or two on both sides of the pallet.
Oh, yeah.
To get it in the truck. So we'll tell them, hey, you got to go to...
Door 3.
I want to say ours is like door 22 or 23, something like that. So it's like right there on the corner. So when you come in, you just swing and go straight in. So you're not dealing with the rest of the stuff on the dock. But it's just like... You always get somebody else that will pull into that door, and you're like, hey, you're supposed to be at this door, so this guy can be at this door. And it's even better because nobody knows how to speak English that is a driver. And they're just like... For the people that didn't see my face, it was an open jaw. Like, thumbs you have up. No understand with a thumbs up.
And poor your dog is like, you gotta call your dog up and like, I need you to move this trailer to this door.
We don't have a yard dog yet.
Oh, yeah.
They've been talking about it for like the last year and a half, but we still don't have one.
Oh. Or, like, you'll find like one pallet or something and like no one knows where it is. And like, go to like 3 different doors. Try to find it.
Yep. We had one truck that showed up it had, I think, like 15 pallets on it. And one of the guys unloaded like 16 pallets. And the one pallet had nothing but Bibles on it. And we're like, we don't use Bibles here at all. So it was like, all right, we got to get a hold of that truck driver and have him come back and grab this pallet because
we didn't buy it. We didn't get it.
Yeah, it's not ours.
Yeah. And also like that, sometimes like often you have like that one order that's going out and it's waiting for that one part to come in and like no one knows the fuck where it's at, the truck's at, and it finally comes off like last minute.
Yeah. I was gonna say for us, there's like certain parts that we need for the night.
Yeah.
And the day shift always leaves a note saying, hey, truck's supposed to show up at this time. And then say it's like 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And we're out of it down at the other end. And they're like, hey, we need this part right now. Where's the truck at? And we're like, not here. We have said it was supposed to be here at 11. And it's now like 1 o'clock in the morning. That truck will probably show up at 6:30 when
it's like it works over. It's probably sitting there like a pilot or something, waiting for its 10 hours to be done and come by. It's not like some truck, I don't like truckers, like they have to like take a break every 10 hours or something.
I think
depends, I guess.
I think it's like 14 hours of current driving is how long they're allowed to be on the road.
Like then they have to stop, I think.
They have to stop and then they have to be off the road for I think it's like 5 or 6 hours. I only know this because my stepfather, he's a truck driver, and him and my actual father both keep telling me that I should become a truck driver so I can have all this extra money and all that. And I'm just like, yeah, I like driving, but I don't want to drive nothing that big.
Yeah.
Then again, any money that I make being a truck driver, I would have to put back and all that. And
gas and stuff, rather, and insurance. And
yeah, I'd rather just have a job that puts the money back for me and tells me I'm doing a great job.
Feel that. I'm hoping to like open a food truck one day. I love cooking and stuff.
I keep telling myself that I've had that dream for like I'd say almost 10 years now, where I'd be like, I just want to open up a food truck or I want to open up a restaurant and just cook for people. And now it's like I'm doing a cooking podcast that we've done one episode, but I'm just like, this is what I'm gonna do.
It feels great to cook. I don't know. It's like you like put all the hard work into it, and you like it's great food, and it's awesome.
See, my wife loves watching Next Level Chef.
Yeah,
and which it's my fault because one of the guys on TikTok was on the first season of it, and which he was Greg. Dude with like a big beard does like all of the like cooking of meat stuff, like barbecue and all that on TikTok. And like we watched that season and he got voted off like second episode. And I was like, man, this sucks. I hate this show.
Yeah.
So then she watched this season, in which another TikToker, I think she made it to like the final five before getting voted off. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow, this girl can cook. And then it's like you get on TikTok and start watching her. And she's like sitting there mixing all this stuff up, like making homemade bread, turning around, then making like homemade peanut butter and then jelly just to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I'm sitting here going, man, it's cheaper to buy it at the store and then put it together at home. I don't know. I don't have enough time to sit here
and make a homemade peanut butter jelly sandwich from scratch. Yeah.
She made it fully from scratch, and I'm sitting here going,
I don't have time.
I don't have time for that.
Like, homemade bread's awesome, though. I would make homemade bread, but like, I'm not making the peanut butter, and that's for like, just for a peanut butter jelly sandwich, though. I don't know.
I just don't have the time to make homemade stuff like that. I mean, my grandmother and my mom and my sisters make homemade cornbread, homemade like breaded material and all that. And I'm just like, yeah, that tastes great. For me, it's like I'm sitting there looking at a box going, all right, it says add water, add this. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm one of them people that like going out to the grill or getting out the cast iron skillet and making or cooking the meat, because that's like the main part of the dish.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, this looks good.
I've been like real into like watching like steak cooking videos on TikToks and stuff, like them like basting it and taking it out and put some sage and pepper and all that stuff on there. It's awesome.
I've been watching a lot of videos on where they smoke this giant roast on the smoker, and they'll be like, well, I put all the seasoning on before I put it on the cooker. I put it on for about 3 hours with no paper. After it gets to a certain temperature, wrap it up in this expensive paper, because it's like cardboard paper. They put it back on the smoker for like another additional 5-6 hours, and then they pull it off, and then it's just like they'll sit there and grab it, and they're just like, it's almost like watching somebody make pulled pork. Yeah. But they're like basically just ripping the meat apart by hand, and I'm sitting there going, ugh. I would do that, but I would run out of propane so fast.
Yeah, you use like smoke. I want to get like a actual smoker. That'd be nice.
I have a little smoker that's got like 3 shelves.
Yeah.
I love it, but it's a pain in the ass to clean.
Oh, yeah. Because like, if you have like a wood burning stove or anything, like soot gets everywhere.
That, and if you don't soak your charcoal like 24 hours ahead of time, it will burn straight through it so fast. And I learned that one the hard way, because I never had a smoker before. First time I used it, I started reading up instructions and all that, and they're like, soak wood for more than 24 hours. And I'm sitting here going,
soak wood.
I'm like, I just put the wood in about 10 minutes ago.
Are you fine?
I guess I ain't cooking today. Then again, like my uncle looks at me and goes, you put it on slow and you just flip every 30 minutes. Like 7 hours later, I'm like, the chicken looks done. Steak looks done. This looks done. Where was the point of me having to wrap all this? And my uncle goes, you don't have to wrap it. Only thing that you wrap is once it's the big hunk of meat, like a roast or pulled pork. And I'm sitting here going, well, that's what I wanted to do. And he's like, well, you should have told me that. I had this at home. And I'm like, okay. I still haven't got to do it.
It's been hard, like, find like big pieces of meat at grocery stores now. Like,
well, it's because of inflation and everything. And this is where I'd rather be a Bigfoot, where I can go out and get a deer and eat it that way. And not have to.
I miss venison so much.
Oh, I love it. I'm pumped for hunting season this year. I'm not letting Bambi get past me this year.
That's your I love like deer stew and like all of it. Honestly, if it's like done right, it's really really good.
I love deer steak.
Yeah.
Anything. I love all steaks. Like, I've had when when Cabela's actually gave you burgers and not like a little sandwich.
Yeah.
So like, say early 2000, 2010, like around then, I would legit drive from Canton, Ohio to West Virginia just to go to Cabela's, for one, to go shop, but two, just to get out of their cafe and try the elk, try the bison, try all their like exotic game, just to be able to say, well, I've had bison, and which I've had bison before Cabela's, but it definitely, it has more of a wild game taste than deer does.
Yeah.
And which I know my father-in-law has his own little recipe to take like that game taste out of deer meat and all that, and which I wish I would have known that before trying bison, because I ate bison with just like normal, how I normally cook a steak is seasoning and flipping it every so often for probably 20-ish minutes. Yeah. Bison's game taste is like strangling strong. And my fiance's, or my fiance's dad, my father-in-law, he, it's like onion or something like that, or garlic powder.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's garlic powder and something with onion, I think, is what he mixes in with it, or cooks with it, and then does like his whole seasoning pattern and all this other stuff, just to weaken down the game taste, in which I'm not a big onion fan, but
it helps.
Steaks are good. Yeah.
I don't know, like, you know, like buy like bison meat at the grocery store now. They're been, at least down here, they're like, they sell you like little like 1 pound packs of ground bison. You can get it, but
I think there's like one store in Ohio that sells it, and I don't know if they still sell it, but it's like, I want to say it's like a 12 ounce, I'll just say like 12 ounce steak.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think like $35, $40 for just one steak of that. Like, it's expensive.
Yeah. You think, how's elk? How's elk taste?
I'd say elk is about the same as deer. Like, I'd probably say a little stronger than how, or yeah, a little strong game taste than deer, but not as bad as bison. Like, bison is probably the most gamiest meat you'll ever have.
You think more like predators, animal has more gamey it tastes?
Yeah, I would probably go with that.
I think it's the stink fear, I guess. Taste on it.
I want to go and try and hunt a moose.
A moose? Like, ooh.
I know the only way of hunting moose is like by winning a raffle, but I would definitely pay the money to go on a moose hunt, just because I know for a fact my freezer would be full after getting one moose. And again,
like, definitely like a mature bull for sure. Yeah.
Like, I remember, what is it? I want to say it's Meat Eater on Netflix.
Yeah.
They had an episode where the main guy, or whoever the main like person is on that show, his buddy's dad won a free hunt to go hunt a moose. And they showed you like how they had to like cut the moose down into pieces just to load it up onto a helicopter to have it airlifted out of there, to then for it to go to the processor for them to get it like a week later. And which they showed the guy's, or that dude's father's freezer, in which it was full. Like, he was definitely eating happy for a year.
What's a good freezer for storing meat and stuff? Like, I want to get it like a big freezer for like meat and stuff. And
I was gonna say, I got a small, like, external, or yeah, I have a small freezer here, and I know if I can at least get maybe one or two deer, that'll either it'll either have it half full with one or completely full with two. But like, I definitely want to see it, my freezer a little bit more fuller than where it's at right now, and which I can't complain. It's like halfway full of chicken and cow right now.
And I'm so burnt out on chicken and pork. That's all we buy because it's so cheap compared to like beef and stuff.
I was gonna say, I've been trying to eat a lot of chicken because I'm trying to drop some weight.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the same time, I'm like, all right, how can I cook this differently than before?
Yeah, like, I'm gonna bake it, fry it, and some, like, it's I come and cook chicken so many times. It's like,
that's why, like, because I don't know if you tuned into, like I said, the first episode of the cooking show with me being Paranormally Cryptid and Dark Phoenix from the UK, but like, we were doing a popsicle where you got the drumstick and you pull all the meat up to one side of the bone and you cook it that way. They did it in the air fryer. It took them probably like 30-35 minutes. I left it on the grill, and which I probably had mine done in about the same amount of minutes, but I left mine on a little bit more just to be safe, because I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Food poisoning is not fun.
Oh yeah, I've had it. It sucks. Chicken with guts out.
I've had it on I've had it at Thanksgiving before. Actually, I had it a couple weeks ago because of something, but yeah, no. I would rather overcook the food a little bit to make sure, hey, it's safe, than to feed my wife or myself something that's raw.
100%. Man. So how do you feel about us talking for like 90 minutes?
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
I haven't even looked at the time yet. I know normally I'm looking at the time clock going, all right, how are we doing? I've just been relaxed, just going with it.
Yeah, me too. It's been going. It's just shooting shit, you know.
Well, I feel good about it.
I feel good. If you want to keep going, I'm down.
I mean, I'm good if you want to call it.
I'm checking on the baby.
Oh.
Hey, man. Well, what do you guys think about that? Pretty good conversation, don't you think? Cody is very knowledgeable, very great experiences he had, and very knowledgeable about the topic matter, I would say. I feel like he's very honest and very genuine guy. I enjoyed having him on. I'll probably have him on again soon, so if you enjoyed it, let me know. Again, you can watch, you listen to Cody and then on his podcast, that Paranormally Cryptid podcast. Some great, great content he has on there. You also catch him on TikTok on Paranormally Cryptid as well. Thank you all for joining me this evening or morning or afternoon or whenever you decide to turn on this podcast. Join me on next time, whenever you are listening to. Thank you. Check out my podcast. This has been Cozy Cryptid. I'm Tanner. Check me out on the social medias and on TikTok. And listen to the podcast everywhere you listen to podcasts. Hope you have a great one, and thank you.
All right.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.